Penguin Random House Audio presents The Weight of Nature, How a Changing Climate Changes Our Brains. This is the author, Clayton Page Aldern. For Allie, A Light of Nature. The mind fights the body, and the body fights the land. It wants our bodies, the landscape does. And everyone runs the risk of being swallowed up. Can we love nature for what it really is? Predatory? We do not walk through a passive landscape. The paint dries eventually. The bodies decompose eventually. We collide with place, which is another name for God, and limp away with a permanent injury. Richard Sykin, Landscape with Fruit Rot and Millipede. Prologue. Tension. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. Hail will sweep away your refuge of lies, and water will flood your hiding place. Isaiah 28:17. You are not surprised at the force of the storm. You have seen it growing. Rainer Maria Rilke, Onto a Vast Plain, 1905. One of the first things Desiree Bagaleos told me was that she felt transparent. It's not that people were seeing through her, she explained, but that she was seeing through herself. For the last 10 years, I've been feeling like I don't fully exist, she wrote, like my feet are never firmly on the ground. It was a liminal existence, a floating and flickering, more suited to a ghost than to a living, breathing woman with a 6-year-old daughter to raise. Desiree's transparency stems from what she calls her parallel lives. The first of these, the one everyone else sees, is framed by those little Lego blocks of progress. Getting a college degree, advancing her career, buying a home and fixing it up, teaching Eleanor to read. She stresses the importance of education to her daughter, and they do their homework together every night. Mom toward her bachelor's, Eleanor for first grade. It is a life spent working on land and water issues in California's San Joaquin Valley, a mitten-shaped expanse of farmland so lush and fertile it was once referred to as the breadbasket of the world. If you're living in the United States and have ever eaten a grape or an almond, it likely came from the San Joaquin, and it was likely watered by the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The Delta. For 700 meandering dendritic miles, the waterscape fans across California like the searching roots of a peach tree. Having crept its way inland near the end of the last glacial period, the Delta now soaks the crops of the San Joaquin via a series of irrigation superhighways modulated by pumps at its south end. Yet despite this imposing network of canals and aqueducts, even trillions of gallons of water aren't enough to quench the thirst of the billions of dollars worth of Bing cherries and white rose potatoes and two-layer walnuts rooted in the valley. In times of drought, the gap yawns wider. To make up for meager levels of surface water, farmers drill down, as deep as 2/3 of a mile, to tap Joaquin's aquifers. If any cycle can be said to have a starting point, a candidate beginning for the vicious spiraling of the San Joaquin Valley would be here, in the depths of the groundwater wells. As farmers haul acre-foot after acre-foot of water from the aquifers to keep pace with the appetites of their crops, the damp clay and silt beds below the surface drain into newly depressurized sand and gravel. Wrung like kitchen sponges, the silt beds compress, and the bloated land above obediently settles. With a slow and silent scream, the San Joaquin Valley is sinking. It goes like this. Record-breaking droughts slash the supply of surface water. Trickling canals breed a need for deeper wells. Overdrafted aquifers pull the planet's surface closer to its core, and a subsiding buckling earth damages the laughably fragile human infrastructure placed upon it, including the canals carrying surface water from the Delta. As the cycle repeats, it turns poisonous. We wring out old agricultural land and the compression forces arsenic into the water table. And then there is the great slow force we always believe to be operating at the margins, which here in Central California is turning the dry seasons increasingly more punishing. Some parts of the valley are now cratering at rates as high as 2 feet per year. Others have sunk 30 feet since the 1920s. Our augers twist, and the land follows us down. Desiree's other life is one pulled to this sunken place. My daughter has no future, she says. Our days on this planet are numbered. I don't think how we will all die will be pleasant, and nothing and no one is moving fast enough to stop it. This is the chaos of climate change. She cites the advent of water markets as paving the way for the full-on privatization of water in California, for private militias protecting the liquid's owners, for all-out resource wars in her hometown of Stockton. What more is a ghost than something caught between life and death?
I feel like how I imagine the earth to be feeling, she says.
The story of your life is a plumb line, which is to say, it has direction. You feel this direction because you point yourself in it every moment of every day. You decide to get out of bed, eventually. You decide to brush your teeth, or you decide to skip. Sometimes you decide to crack open a book beside your banana with coffee. Sometimes you decide to continue reading to the next paragraph. The direction is not wholly yours. It was hot last night, and you didn't sleep very well. You are groggy today, which is to say you are acting a certain way because you are feeling a certain way. That banana is smiling at you a little funny, and it takes 2 cups of coffee for you to feel a sense of control again. Sip, sip, okay, you are becoming yourself. What happened is the world did something to you. It pulled at you, just a little, and you tilted off your course, just the smallest bit. It was barely at all. The flap of a butterfly's wings in the august maelstrom of life. But look, what we're talking about here is the opposite of the butterfly effect. There is no marvelous domino amplification of sneezes into tidal waves. No, all we care about for now are the little changes that follow the other little changes. It was hot last night, and here you are, reaching for a little more caffeine. And yes, it is still you who's reaching. The world's not doing that. You still get to make decisions when the world pulls you off course. What I mean is, your storyline still has direction. But there is something else in the room. There is a weight tied to the line of your life, and it points toward Earth. This is a book about your second cup of coffee. It is about the ways in which the natural world tugs and prods at the decisions you make, how it twists and folds your memories and mental states, how this nebulous everywhere we call the environment tips your interior scales. Sometimes these nudges are benign. You snap at your mother on the phone because surely you have had this conversation before, and right now it is 95 degrees Fahrenheit and your patience has run dry. Or maybe it's the air quality that's off-kilter today. There's that wildfire across the state, after all, and you have an absolute whopper of a headache, and you simply cannot focus enough to remember if your partner's birthday is January 5th or January 6th. You should absolutely know the answer to this question. Is it really the same day as the Capitol Hill riot? That seems too on the nose. And it is not so bad to forget a birthday or snap at your mom. You can remedy those kinds of things, even when it's too hot to sleep. But that is not always the case. Sometimes the world offers more than a nudge. Sometimes it pushes further, and sometimes you are changed forever. The ragged trauma of a hurricane, wildfires that melt people, the interior demons that check into the motel of your mind and never leave and somehow convince you to pick up the tab. There is the abyssal depression that descends with landscape loss, the cortex-rotting diseases provoked by warming waters. There are, with us now, brain-eating amoebae and plummeting test scores and the shrunken brains of chronic stress. All this and more. What I am trying to say is, the horrors are not out there. The horrors are inside. But let's start with coffee. We're still waiting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?